heavenly, to share every scheme with you, be able to dine with you and dance with you and dream with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth to be with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly to struggle and strive with you, to have the delight to be and right to be alive with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth to be with you. No use concealing, you've been revealing my future hopes in your eyes. It's you I'm needing, for I've been reading my horoscope in your eyes. Oh, isn't it heavenly to go hand in glove with you, to be so romantically and frantically in love with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth to be with you.
Loving arms, they hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely, a cozy Morris chair. Oh, what a happy pair, one caress, happiness seems to bless my little honey. I love you more each day. When years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. 'Cause when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms. I love your loving arms, it needs a home, a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. Just a cozy Morris chair. Oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness seems to bless my little honey. I love you more each day. When years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. 'Cause when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms. Oh, when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms.
People, Arabian people, yes, yes, I've met some very nice people. Some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true, and that's where I first met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sac to Dover, and now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams.
Thank you very much, Fats. This is Rich, Sultan of Surface Noise, Connerty, welcoming you to a Meyer Guy Joe edition of the Big Broadcast, number 1278, on 90.7 FM WFUV. We open tonight's Big Broadcast with a song written by Yip Harburg and Joseph Meyer. Isn't It Heavenly? London, 1933, Al Boley with Lou Stone's band. Also from 33, a 1922 Joe Meyer hit, My Honey's Lovin' Arms, Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers, backed by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. Here's Arthur Fields with the California Ramblers in 1927. It's a Peter DeRose song. It's Lazy Weather.
But I don't mind. The air may be musty, the roads may be dusty, that's just my kind. Then you'll find it's great to be snoozing, we're savage just oozing, and that's what it's meant by peace and content. Heart with a love song, go along with lazy weather.
On your very own big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, we heard Peter DeRose's Lazy Weather. Arthur Fields with the California Ramblers in 1927. From 1926, the Little Ramblers out of the full California Ramblers, and here comes Melinda. Adrian Rollini on the bass saxophone, and at the piano, Irving Brodsky. Irving Brodsky played with the California Ramblers from 1922 until 1926. In other words, he'd already left the band by the time of Lazy Weather 71 years ago. He went on to play with Roger Wolf Kahn, Fred Rich, Ben Selvin, Benny Goodman. I found him in the Larry Clinton Band in 1937. Irving Brodsky died last Sunday. Tonight's big broadcast, we remember Irving Brodsky, also the songs of Peter DeRose, Joseph Meyer, Will Hudson, and Edward Heyman, the singing of Marion Harris, the trombone of Miff Mole, and the cornet and compositions of Bix Beiderbecke. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, I'm Rich Conaty, youthful and handsome star of the big broadcast, a program for the old and the old at heart. And if you're listening for the first time this evening, welcome to the big broadcast radio family of the air. Bix Beiderbecke, born in Davenport, Iowa, March 10, 1903. His recording career only lasted from 1924 until 1930. He died in Sunnyside, Queens, August 6, 1931. Here's Bix with Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra, Eddie Lang on guitar, Adrian Rollini again on the bass sax, Seeger Ellis the vocalist. From August 1927, it's a song written by Alfred Bryan and Joseph Meyer, Blue River.
Blue River, do you haul a memory of a vanished dream? Sing to me of lips are pressed and caressed. Blue river, till I saw my hopes go drifting down the stream. Can't we both forget that bright summer night in our little canoe when our blue eyes lost the light as we whispered adieu? When I hear your lonesome song, I know that something's wrong. Blue river, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Thank you.
this is some kind of gig, ain't it? The big broadcast, Sunday nights on 90.7 FM WFUV. That's Collegiate Love, 1930, Cornell and his orchestra. The Smelser is silent. In the band, Jack Teagarden, Jimmy Dorsey, Adrian Rollini, and at the piano, Irving Brodsky. Irving Brodsky heard from as well with Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra in 1927, along with Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, and Miff Mole, Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow. We began with Seeger Ellis with Frankie Trumbauer's band, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Blue River, 1927, a Joseph Meyer song. Joseph Meyer, born in Modesto, California, 104 years ago Thursday. He had hits to his credit from the early 1920s to the late 1940s. Coming up at about a quarter to nine in Crooner's Corner, Bing Crosby, Al Boley, Johnny Marvin, Marion Harris, and Lois Whiteman. Saturday night, there will be no standard time this week, but it will return Saturday, March 21st, a week from this Saturday, Saturday, March 21st, 8 to 11. So listen twice as attentively for standard time. Simultaneously, a work in progress and an acquired taste. Saturday night, but not this Saturday night, returning March 21st on 90.7 FM WFUV. A song written by Irving Seeger and Joe Meyer, Bell Man, 1928, Ben Pollock's Central Park Hotel Orchestra, with Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, and Jimmy McPartland. Bye Bye for Baby.
my days have grown so lonely, for I have lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled, but I am hers, body and soul. I was a mere sensation. My house of cards had no foundation. Although it has tumbled, I still am hers, body and soul. What lies before me? The future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about her. What earthly good am I without her? My castles have crumbled, but I am hers, body and soul.
Thank you.
began with Ben Pollock's orchestra in 1928, Bell Mann, the vocalist, Joe Myers' song, Bye Bye for Baby. After that, direct from the Victor 78, Leo Reisman's orchestra with Bubber Miley on trumpet, Frank Luther, the vocalist, September 1930, Body and Soul. Body and Soul, written by Edward Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Johnny Green for the show Three's a Crowd, which was introduced by Libby Holman. And finally, from a newly acquired Brunswick 78, 1926, Muddy Water, song stylist Frank Munn, with Ben Burney's Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. Muddy Water, written by Joe Trent, Harry Richman, and Peter DeRose. Peter DeRose had hits to his credit from 1918 until 1953. He was born in New York City March 10, 1900. From 1923 until 1939, Peter DeRose and his wife, May Singy Breen, were known as the Sweethearts of the Air. Peter DeRose died in New York City April 23, 1953. I'm Rich Connedy. This is the big broadcast with classic pop and jazz, Sunday nights 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. Still ahead, the King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway, the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, and the Sweetheart of Columbia Records, Ruth Etting. Here's another Peter DeRose song, wrote this one with Joe Trent, Bill Dutton, with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1928.
With a sunbeam, a new kind of daydream comes creeping around you. Dixie Dawn on a summer morn, all the Southland is peaceful and happy. It's heaven to me. Love to see those childhood scenes, hills of green, just one lonely tree. Travel on, weary feet, back to memory. Dixie Dawn, all my worries gone, cause I'm homebound. Where the nighttime meets the morning, Dixie Dawn.
skipper Nero would roam on a very hot town. Father Knickerbocker, forgive me, I play while the city burns down. Through all its nightlife, I fiddle away. It's not the right life, but think of the pay. Someday I will bid it goodbye, I'll put the fiddle away and I'll say, crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way and you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat and you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon that highbrow, he has no brow, ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Big Broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Table features rare and unissued dance bands from the 1920s and 30s. Classic recordings by Gene Cardos, the Isham Jones Band, Snooks, and his Memphis Stompers are all available on compact disc. For catalog of these and other nostalgic recordings, call right now, 718-366-4031. 718-366-4031. Or write to KHS Music, Box 790077, Middle Village, New York, 11379. KHS Music, Box 790077, Middle Village, New York, 11379. You can call during the big broadcast or Monday to Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. 718-366-4031. Big Broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, saluting Marion Harris. They used to call her the little girl with the big voice. She was born in Henderson, Kentucky, March 10, 1896. She made it to Broadway by 1915. Began her recording career in 1916, did radio, did movies, moved to England in 1931. She made her last recording, I think, in 1934. She was injured in a bombing raid in London, returned to New York for some medical attention, and died tragically in a hotel fire while recovering April 23rd, 1944. Here is Marion Harris in December 1930. Joe Franklin likes this record. He's my secret passion.
I don't know his name or from where he came, but I think of him night and day. He doesn't know me, never seems to see the love light in my eyes. his way. I'm at my window each morning at eight. The day begins when he passes the gate. He doesn't know it, but someday he will. He's my secret passion. I gaze for hours at the house where he lives. You can't imagine the thrill that it gives. I know I show it, but that's how I feel. He's my secret passion. I'll try to find among my friends one who knows him too. I'll be introduced to him by the last thing that I do. And at the cafe where he dines at nine, I sit and wish the cooking were mine. He doesn't know it, but someday he will. He's my secret passion.
Thank you. your nightly
for you and me.
As I look at you, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. I am proud that I have you right by my side, but I'd be satisfied to lend you to the people to be seen. You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, how beautiful you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. Why, you'd make a great sensation, with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. You're lovely as a Crawford, like Davis, you're a gay. You surely should be offered a big starring part right away. You're sweet as a gainer, and you're as hot as a gal named West. You'd make even Gobble jealous if you took a movie test. You ought to dress like Colbert and ride in big motor cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. You're as handsome as a gable and healthy as mixed. You surely should be able to photograph like Richard Dix. You surely should sing like Bing in a way that is nonchalant. You've got more than Barrymore, and what more could a person want? You ought to dress like Power and ride in sporty cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
We began with Marion Harris in 1930. He's My Secret Passion. After that, two songs written by Edward Heyman and Dana Suisse. First, Ho-Hum, 1931. Bing Crosby and Loyce Whiteman, the future Mrs. Harry Barris, with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. Finally, was Al Boley in 1934, You Ought to Be in Pictures, from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934. Lyricist Edward Heyman, born in New York City, March 14, 1907, had hits into the 1950s, but his biggest success came when he was 23 years old, with Body and Soul in 1930. This, I think I said 19, but it doesn't matter. Why draw attention to it? This is the big broadcast on WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. I'm Rich Connerty. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we'll have the songs of Abel Baer, Mort Dixon, and Joe Burke, plus George Olson and his music. We continue on Crooner's Corner with a song written by Edward Heyman and Vernon Duke. Al Boley with Ray Noble in 1933, a selection I wish to dedicate to my objectively beautiful 78 loving ukulele strumming bride, Manhattan Mary hyphen Connerty. This is Romance.
Thank you.
to invite us, and a moon to excite us. If you turn from my kiss, ah, this is romance. It's a moment of splendor. Yet you fail to surrender to an eye such as this. The dreamy magic of your eyes enchanted my heart. But will the magic of your love be granted my heart? I'm in a trance. Let me be heaven bound. This is paradise found here. Sweetheart, this is romance.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1934. Nitwit Serenade, a Will Hudson original. Before that, Will Hudson's Moon Glow, which is subtitled I'm Living in the Past. January 1934, the King of Heidi Ho and his Harlem Maniacs presenting a flaming bit of heated Harlem harmony. Cab Calloway's Cotton Club Orchestra, a feature for the alto and clarinet of Eddie Bearfield. Will Hudson was born in Barstow, California, March 8, 1908. He wrote for McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Andy Kirk, Fletcher Henderson, Jimmy Lunsford, co-led a band with Eddie DeLange from 1935 until 1938, then went solo into 1941. He died July 27, 1981. We wrapped up Crooner's Corner with a Edward Heyman lyric. This is Romance, 1933, Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra on the big broadcast, WFUV. As a matter of fact, WFUV and new audiences are pleased to welcome Joan Baez back to Carnegie Hall Wednesday, March 25th, 8 o'clock show. Joan will be performing songs from her new album, Gone from Danger. Now, we have a special opportunity for three of you and three of your guests to see the concert, also to have dinner backstage before the show, and maybe, just maybe, a chance to meet Joan Baez as well. Now, after your meal, you'll be seated in a reserved box to watch the performance alongside WFUV's Rita Houston, host for this memorable evening. To enter, send your name, address, and phone number by mail to Joan Baez Contest, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Or you can fax your entry to 718-365-9815, 718-365-9815, or email to contest@wfuv.org. Don't get me started on email. That's a contest@wfuv.org. We'll pick three winners at random, so make sure yours is received by Friday, March 13th at 11 p.m. One entry per person, two per household or office, please. Joan Baez at Carnegie Hall, that's Wednesday, March 25th, 8 p.m., presented by WFUV and new audiences. Call the Carnegie Hall box office for ticket information, 212-247-7800. 212-247-7800.
Coming next month, the new WFUV member card. Listen in for details on how you can get discounts on music, books, and other purchases, plus special offers and privileges. And if you own a business and want to get on board, call us to find out how you can support 90.7 FM. Phone 718-817-4564 to hear about WFUV's member card business partnership. The WFUV member card. Coming in April from 90.7 FM.
Easy come, easy go. That's the way. If love must have its day, none as it came. Let it go. No remorse, no regret. We should part exactly as we met. Just easy come, easy go. Love has fooled us. It has cooled us, once it ruled us, but now we're free. We'll be happy in remembering that we found love easily. If love must have its day, then as it came, oh, let it go. But now that it ends, let's be friends and not too strangers. Easy come, easy go. Here we are, so darling, au revoir. It's easy come, easy go.
The name of the town was Louisville. The story that I'm going to tell you happened not so long ago. The name of the lady doesn't matter, because you're not supposed to know. She had a fight with her man, and she jumped into the river that flows down to the sea. And now every day and every night, he stands by the river, crying, "Come back to me." Out of the river comes a melancholy wail. Trees are a shiver, even the moon turns pale. Louis the lady, he cries as the river drifts along. Come back to your man. I'm sorry I did you wrong. Louis the lady, forgive me for being untrue. Now that you're gone, I can't live without you. Louis the lady, hear my mournful cry. The river, don't bid your man goodbye. Louis the lady, you know I love you so. Louis the lady, why did you have to go? Believe me.
transcribed. Ray Noble Orchestra around 1935. California, Here I Come. Written back in 1924 by Buddy DeSilva, Al Jolson, and Joseph Meyer. Joseph Meyer, born 104 years ago Thursday. I'm sorry to say I have no departure date for Mr. Meyer. Before that, a Billy Hill, Peter DeRose song, Louisville Lady. Recording in London in 1934, Sophie Tucker, Ted Shapiro conducting the orchestra. We began with an Edward Heyman, Johnny Green song, Easy Come, Easy Go, Ruth Etting in 1934. On the big broadcast, Sunday nights, 8 to 11, for as long as I can remember, on 90.7 FM WFUV. Coming up after tonight's big broadcast, classic radio. Agnes Moorehead and Parker Fennelly in the cast of Our Town, presented by the Campbell Playhouse. That's classic radio, 11 o'clock, following the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Here's a song written by Ballard McDonald, who was the Somebody Loves You lyricist, Billy Rose and Joseph Meyer. November 1925, Arthur Hall with Lannan's Arcadians, Among the Arcadians, Red Nichols, and Miff Mole. Clap hands, here comes Charlie.
Thank you. forever, you and I. Let's grow old together, just as long as we're contented, let us try. We will live day by day, planning dreams that should come true. In a palace beyond, there's a home for just we two. Let's grow old together, we will weather it together, you and I.
Big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV, a Joseph Myers song, My Honey's Lovin' Arms, 1922 recording by the California Ramblers. That was Irving Brodsky's second recording with the Ramblers. He was with that band from 1922 until 1926. He passed away last Sunday. Before that, an orchestra that Irving Brodsky played with, but I wouldn't swear he was on that recording, 1926, Let's Grow Old Together, from a Harmony 78 Bob Nelson with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra. We began with another Joe Myers song, Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. 1925, Arthur Hall with Lannan's Arcadians, Red Nichols and Miff Mole in the band. Big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Connerty. So far, we've got nearly two dozen childhood songs nominated. Now, no matter what your age, you probably have a 1920s or 30s song or recording in your past. For instance, I got a letter the other day from Joy of New Jersey, and not only does Joy remember I Love to Singa from the Owl Jolson, a Warner Brothers cartoon, so does her 17-year-old son. The big broadcast, bringing generations together for more than a generation. Spock. Anyhow, if you've got a childhood song from the 20s and 30s, even if you weren't around in the 20s and 30s and you'd like to share it with us, write to me at the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. We'll put them all together, get a show out of them. Big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Or you can call me with your song nomination, or for any reason at all, at 718-365-8050. 718-365-8050. The big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, with Marion Harris. She was born 102 years ago Tuesday. She died in April 1944. In October 1924, Charleston Charlie.
The women follow him around, round, round, round. He used to be so lazy, now he is golf and crazy. That dance has got him stepping round. They call him Charleston Charlie, he's so jolly. He sure does know his stuff, he never gets enough. Women crave him cause he's rough, he never worries, never hurries. Take